From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Over the course of the past few months, at least a dozen Algerians and other North Africans have been arrested across Europe. They're believed to be connected to the network that planned to bomb American targets around New Year's Day 2000. The arrests have come as a result of the cooperation of Ahmed Ressam, who was tried and convicted earlier this year of conspiring to blow up the Los Angeles International Airport. Ressam has also divulged close links to Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
In June, an Algerian was arrested in Spain, believed to have been trained in sabotage and explosives in a camp in Afghanistan run by Osama bin Laden. Earlier in the spring, half a dozen Algerians and Tunisians were taken into custody in Italy, suspected of plotting an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Rome. There have been similar arrests in Great Britain and Germany, and in New Delhi this summer, where a plot to bomb the U.S. Embassy there was uncovered. Much of the information for these arrests has come from Ahmed Ressam. Before Ressam decided to cooperate, Western law enforcement knew very little about this Algerian network, says Vincent Canestraro, former head of counterterrorism operations for the CIA.
It has come as a great deal of a surprise to Western law enforcement, the nature of this network. They were not aware of it prior to Ressam's arrest.
Ressam, an Algerian, was arrested in December 1999, driving a carload of explosives from Canada into Washington state. At the time, his target was not identified. In April, he was convicted of attempted terrorism, and after that, he revealed the target was Los Angeles Airport, and he had been trained in Afghanistan. Since then, he has been debriefed by U.S. officials more than a dozen times, providing them, says Canestraro, with invaluable information.
Almost all of it is absolutely new information because it pertains to the network that this Algerian group has, particularly in Europe, and its ties directly to bin Laden operatives like Abu Zubaydah, who is the principal operations chief for bin Laden outside Afghanistan.
Federal authorities suspected that Ressam's plot was linked to bin Laden, but could not prove it at his trial. As it turns out, the connections are closer than many experts on terrorism initially believed. Abu Zubaydah is believed to be bin Laden's second in command. He too was indicted for the 1998 bombings of the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Bruce Hoffman, an expert on terrorism with the RAND Corporation, initially thought the connection between bin Laden and Ressam's plot was loose and indirect. Now, Hoffman believes Ressam and others in this network received precise orders from bin Laden for their activities and targets.
The Millennium Bomb plot was actually hatched in Afghanistan at a training camp called Khaldan, where Ahmed Ressam as well as five other men were trained. They were also supposed to return to Canada. They were given money. They were in Canada supposed to engage in petty criminal activities to raise additional operational funds. And then in Afghanistan, they had been instructed to attack an airport in the United States.
That was Los Angeles Airport. Also convicted in that plot in July was an Algerian, Mokhtar Houari. And just last week, the indictment of another Algerian, Abu Doha, was made public. Ressam is believed to have told authorities that Doha was with him in Afghanistan. Doha is now in custody in Great Britain. The U.S. is seeking his extradition. Federal officials also believe there is a direct connection between bin Laden, the Algerian network, and those that blew up the USS Cole last year in Yemen, according to a senior White House official in the Clinton administration, the first, as it turned out, unsuccessful effort to blow up a U.S. ship in port in Yemen was planned for just after New Year's Day 2000 to coincide with Ressam's attack in Los Angeles. Again, Bruce Hoffman.
So it's not only terrorist plots being hatched in Afghanistan directed against the United States, but plots being hatched in Afghanistan with some of the same players then orchestrating similar types of attacks in Europe and in the Middle East as well.
Hoffman says this is some of the best information yet to link bin Laden to a series of plots against U.S. targets worldwide. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.